Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Cheryl. How may I help you?
Hello, my name's Ken. I'm with Best Buy.
How may I help you, Ken?
I need to see if I get in. Need to check on the status of a. Got to check on the order, actually.
Okay, Ken. What's that order number?
That order number is 112130453561.
All right, that was 112130453561.
That's correct.
Okay. And if you can verify the customer's name and address on this order.
Customer name is Dean Rohling, Rohling, 710 Green Ridge Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76017.
Okay. And let's see if I can figure out what's going on.
Well, the reason I'm calling
this
is
showing it was completed on the 29th of December.
Right. So supposedly there was some issues with the customer's flooring.
Mm-hmm.
So the dishwasher was just dropped off and not installed. So I'm trying to get them back out there to install it and take away the hallway.
So it was rescheduled for the 29th, and you're saying on the 29th, it was not installed, just dropped off?
Yeah, supposedly there was an issue with the customer's flooring, so I wasn't sure if there was any notes on your end, or if not, reach out to the services so we get them back out there.
They put it in complete status, and they've been paid for the install. They didn't do it. They didn't haul away the old one, correct? And actually, according to the notes on this order, so but then they got an install complete photo, so let me see what that looks like. Okay, your install complete photo is showing the box sitting in the customer's home. So, no, you did not install it, but you've been paid for the install. Okay. Yeah, let me see if I'm able to do that. I have to create a service call, so bear with me to get them back out there, because that's not how life works. Create a shipment. Thank you. Dallas, Texas. I'm just copying everything over. And the 817-657-6107 is the best number to reach the customer.
That's correct.
Okay. And you said your name was Eric?
No, my name's Ken.
Ken, okay. Customer has done work that we needed so the old one can be taken out.
I'm sorry, it kind of broke up there.
I said the customer has removed the flooring, which was the issue, so the old unit can be removed and the new unit can be installed.
My understanding is supposed to be done on the 28th, around the 28th, so anything after the 28th would be
so, Okay, so it hasn't been done. Just waiting to see what's the next available date. So the first available we have is going to be February the 2nd, which will be next Tuesday.
That's fine.
Okay. Okay, come on, system. All right, so we got that order scheduled for the 2nd. Let the customer know that they will get a call on the 1st with their time frame for the 2nd. Right now, they're set up for the window in between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., but they'll get that two-hour window on Monday. No, on Tuesday. Because the 2nd is what? On the Tuesday? Trying to keep up. Yeah, because Monday is the 31st. So the second is going to be that Wednesday, I'm sorry. And they'll get a call on Tuesday night, February the 1st, with the time frame for Wednesday the 2nd.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can assist you with this evening?
No, ma'am. That was it.
All right. Well, Ken, thank you so much for giving us a call here at XPO. You enjoy your evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.